Well, good morning, everybody. Actually, I'm recording this the night before because I have an appointment in the morning. So I thought I'd get it done and I'll just play it for you in the morning. But today is part four, and we'll start with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for this opportunity to look into your word and bless this word and help us to see what you want us to see, and help me to relay to the people the words that you want me to relay. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, we're continuing our journey with Paul, and when we last saw him, he was in Arabia, and he's now come back to Damascus. And as you can see in here in this, we left off at Galatians 1:17. Where he had gone into Arabia, and he's returned again under Damascus. So we're going to start from that point. So it was about 3 years later, and after he come back to Damascus, and he spent a little time in Damascus. He wasn't gone to Arabia all 3 years. Not sure exactly how long he was in Arabia. But he did spend a little time in Damascus, and now he's heading from Damascus back down to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. And that's about all we know about that particular time that he saw Peter. I can't find any references to why he was there. We'll just continue to. We do know, though, that while he was there, now read the verse for us in Acts 9:26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. So I think he came back to Jerusalem to try to get in good with the disciples. He had left on pretty bad terms. He had witnessed Stephen being stoned, and they all assumed that he was not on their side. So he had to try to convince them that he was a changed person. But he did have one person, and you're going to see him a lot more in the upcoming time frame. Skip the verse. Go back here. Okay, there we go. Man by the name of Barnabas. We'll see in future exploits that him and Paul became pretty close friends, and they worked together quite a bit. But Barabbas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and they had spoken to him, and now he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he's got a witness here, and a witness that the apostles approved of, because they knew of Barabbas. I'm sure that Paul was glad that he has a friend there. And then in 9:28, and so he spent a little time in Jerusalem, and he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. But and it doesn't really say how long, but there became a time that his preaching in Jerusalem had got him in a little bit of trouble. And we see this in Acts 22, 17. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And here the Lord's going to speak to him again. And saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly. This is Jesus talking. Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I'm in prison and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. It sounds like it was the Pharisees actually that were now concerned, I guess, because because he was one of them, and now they realized that he had, I guess, changed to the other side in their eyes, so they weren't really happy with him. And so Jesus knew what was coming down the road, and so he went on to say in verse 21, and Jesus said, "Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles." And so this is going to start his missionary journey. And so at this point, we go back to, again, to Acts 9:29, and here we see that, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. So here in 9:30 is where, which when the brethren knew, and this is going back, I'm sure, to the apostles, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. So this would be it for Paul for a while in Jerusalem. And I'm going to stop here, only because what he's going to be doing now, he's going to be heading up to Tarsus. And Caesarea, I guess that's my next town that I was going to raise. It's a kind of a neat place. I found a few pictures of what it may have looked like in Paul's time. And also, he sailed from there by ship up to Tarsus. So I got some other pictures here. Let me get them over here. And this would be what Caesarea would look like in the early first century period of time. It was built by Herod, and it was quite a seaport. It was world renowned at that time frame. Still is, actually. Actually, the ruins are there, which I'm going to have some pictures of those too. Here's a picture of the ruins. Oh, I didn't want it to do that. Come back. Okay, stop. Go back. Okay, still learn how to do this part. So there's the ruins of what you might see if you visited there today. So I like the fact that, you know, we see these things in the Bible, and it kind of solidifies that the Bible is relatively true. And the more we uncover it with archaeology, the more we're realizing that there's many things that in the Bible that are true. There's another view of some of the ruins down there in Israel. Right on the seacoast, on the northern side of, so it's quite a ways from Jerusalem, actually. So it probably took a couple of days from Jerusalem to Caesarea to get there. And this would be a typical looking boat of that time frame. This one probably is more for longer voyages, where this time Paul is only going up the coast to Tarsus, so it'll probably look more like this boat. Is what I'm thinking. But these are two from that period of time and what they may have looked like. And there's another picture of the ruins of Caesarea. And we're back where we started from. So that's it for today. A little bit shorter one today, I guess. That was only about 9 minutes or so. But we get to Caesarea. He's going to do a lot up there, so we'll have a lot to talk about. And so I'll see you again on Thursday morning, and have a great day, and end with a close prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, so much for all you do, and thank you for this day, and be with everyone today. And thank you so much for all you do. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.